The movie Rocky III was one of the most anticipated and most successful films of 1982. And a song from the soundtrack by a little-known band wasn't expected to make much of an impact on the charts. But when Survivor released Eye of the Tiger on this date, May 31st, 1982, it ended up being one of the biggest songs of the decade. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. As they were working on their third studio album, Survivor was trying to find a way to break away from the pack. They had just achieved some top 40 success with Poor Man's Son in 1981, a song that stalled at number 33 on the charts. But it was a song that happened to be heard by Sylvester Stallone. He was looking for a new franchise theme to stand with Gonna Fly Now, and he sent the band some footage from the film set to Queen's Another One Bites the Dust. However, the band needed more inspiration. They begged Stallone to send them the entire film, which he begrudgingly did. And when Apollo says the words, "Eye of the Tiger," the band knew immediately what they needed to do. The song would become Survivor's first and only number one hit, and would propel their third album, also called Eye of the Tiger, to reach platinum status. The single itself has sold nearly 10 million copies, but would only become the second biggest song of the year. Another fitness motivator, Olivia Newton-John's Physical, would be the biggest song of 1982. Survivor would reunite with Sylvester Stallone 3 years later for the song Burning Heart for the Rocky IV soundtrack, a song that would fittingly reach number two. The rest of the decade would be tough on the band as trends changed and their hiatus in the early 90s meant they'd be forever associated with their 80s hits.
I had no idea of what we had. I knew it was going to be like a big record because, hell, we had a $50 million video to go with it called Rocky III. Every generation discovers it and makes it their own. That is a miracle.
What a hit Eye of the Tiger was. Released on this date, May 31st, 1982, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.